This is URN.
So I'd like to introduce Jacob and Chris, who have been working on a chalk art project that you might have seen around campus.
Hello, yeah.
Good evening.
So can you explain what you've been doing?
A couple of weeks ago, a friend and I, we were just driving back in a car, and we had a conversation about an art project using chalk around campus, and we were thinking how we can kind of engage other people involved with this. Now, both of us, we mental health awareness is a big thing in us. Like, in the past, I still do have, I suffer from massive bouts of depression and anxiety, and I just wanted to make a stand, really. I didn't realise it was Suicide Awareness Week when I actually we came up with this project, and I kind of just thought, well, I was coming from the library, I bought some chalk on Amazon, basically, and I thought, well, you know what, I want to spread a message here in some ways to kind of save myself, because I know I didn't want to suffer in silence, and I don't want others to suffer in silence.
So I got involved. Jacob had started doing this on the steps just outside of the George Green Library, because it's a brilliant place for spreading this message. And he asked if I wanted to get involved with a project, and so I said sure. And so actually the other day what we decided was, well, rather than just us writing messages, why not get everyone involved? So what it is now is there's chalk that's been left around the steps near the George Green Library, and anyone is free to go and leave a message and try and help someone else out in their struggles with mental health.
So I know the places, do you want to just say the different locations that you put this? Because the first time I saw it was I was walking onto campus, and it's I thought that was an amazing placement for that, because most students that walk or cycle from Lenton go up this one tiny thin path on North Campus entrance, and that's where I first saw the message.
Yeah, so far, I started off doing it by George Green Steps, because I thought, you know, that again, a lot of traffic that goes there, everyone, you know, you don't really pay any attention, it looks the same every time. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, when I was walking back to my house, I was thinking, hang on a minute, people also walk along here, and I was thinking, if I do this in sort of like a conversation-style way, as if, like, you know, in some ways, a lot of this was based on personal experience, like how people, I want people to interact with me when I'm feeling quite bad, and how I would want people to reach out. So I thought, well, yeah, they would be a really good place.
Yeah.
We'd like to kind of spread it a bit further, feel like in some ways, like, because obviously we're both science students, we've only kind of stayed around that area of campus, but I'd like to kind of spread some more sort of around the sports centre, look at Sutton Bonington Jubilee as well, and mm-hmm. if definitely want to get involved in this, I'd like to kind of keep it going in some ways.
Yeah,
as long as
I think
I could.
It's really relevant what you said there about Sutton Bonington and Jubilee, because I think obviously the small amount of support that there is still kind of seems to be only available here.
Yeah.
So you think we definitely need to be spreading this message to our outer campuses?
Definitely, yeah. Because I think one of the... funny story, actually. So when I was doing this, I actually got pulled over by security, being like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you on the floor? It's like 8 o'clock at night. Like, what are you doing here? And I kind of sense that one of the things that you said, like, why didn't you just turn these into posters? And I was thinking, well, the thing with the poster is it becomes... You forget it's there almost. It becomes
part of,
you know, we see billboards on a daily basis, but you know, you don't pay any attention to them because it's just part of every life.
Mm-hmm.
This is something quite different, really. It kind of like catches your attention. Like, I spent most of yesterday just sat down by a tree, just watching people walk past, and basically everyone just like, even if they didn't really stop to fully pay attention, they still turned around and looked and been like, oh, something's a bit different here. And that's why we think they're definitely going to Jubilee, because obviously the counselling service and a lot of stuff is all uni park centric.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, especially people, I know a few friends from Sutton Bonington, they do feel very isolated. And, like,
oh,
I
you
imagine,
must do, yeah, yeah.
Because it's 10 miles away.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In terms of what the university kind of gives, was your main motivation trying to push awareness for students, or a message to the university to kind of rally them to make some kind of change?
A mixture of both, to be honest with you. Like, I think definitely getting more people talking about it, because I think everyone in their small pockets, especially like from, you know, the male suicide rates are insanely, well, disturbingly high. Like, especially, like, I remember when I was in school, like, you know, we weren't told to talk about these feelings. You know, you were just told, oh, you know, you're this, that, and whatever. And it's just like, no. Like, everyone experiences some form of stress and distress, and that can quite easily be pushed into the extremities. And
mm-hmm.
that it's just getting people talking and getting everyone under the same umbrella and realizing the university and the students as one. Like, and again, just talking and realising and making it in the front, rather than just being something we talk about on occasion, something we talk about on a regular basis.
Yeah, one of the most effective and really most important ways of helping people that are struggling with their mental health is just to sit and listen or to talk about it. And that's one of the nice things about having chalk writing on the floor, is that it gives people the confidence to do so, because it's completely and utterly anonymous. And you can do it, and you can just leave a message, and anyone walking past can see that message. You don't have to sit and talk to a specific person. And if you've got friends, like I have, who do struggle with mental health, it's a really good way of not only reaching out to them, but to the wider community of students as well.
One thing I really liked as well was the fact that there's at least 5 different languages written down on there. Like, there's obviously English. People have also started inviting us, having Chinese, Thai. There's a fair amount of Arabic on there as well. There's some Spanish and German. Like, there's a few other languages. I don't know what they are as well. And it's really sort of brought...
Yeah, because that makes you consider almost the position for international students. Obviously, yeah. You've already got a difficult issue coming to a completely different country with people you don't know, and experiencing life here. I think it's really relevant for some of those messages to come out in different languages as well. In regards to your campaign, your own campaign, what impact do you think that has had?
It's kind of overwhelming, to be honest with you. It's kind of, it really had, like, it's mental health awareness and illness is something that touches me. It's really deep in my heart. It means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Enough that I've got a tattoo on it. And just seeing, like, that I wrote, all of the things I've wrote about 5 messages, and now that entire section is just filled with people, everyone, and it's just hearing people talk up. Like, another one that got me was... This was last night. It was the senior tutor at the university just walked up, and she wrote something down on there as well. Yeah. And she was very, like, sort of, see something on the staff care as well. And you're not getting the university involved. Like, I really think what was nice for this did bring together both staff and students, because staff and students all use that area. Like, mm-hmm. And if you notice something that's slightly different, and if it made somebody think, you know, that need to reach out to you, and mm-hmm. I need to reach out to a friend, or just... think, hang on, this isn't weird to feel like this.
One of the biggest impacts is just getting people talking about it. Obviously, it's a very sensitive issue for most people, and it can be quite difficult for some people to start to talk about some of the issues that they face. So creating a medium in which people can openly talk about this and making it a normal thing to talk about is a very important way of starting to tackle a very serious issue that is quite often overlooked by most parts of society. Nowadays, we do talk about it much more, but quite often it's just brushed off as something very minor, when in fact it really is a major steering factor in quite a few people's lives, particularly at university.
Like, one thing that I really want to push to people is that, you know, it's nothing. Like, one of the I have phoned Nightline in the past, I have phoned the Samaritans in the past. One of the most difficult things for me when I was in that sort of dark place was, no, it's quite a scary thing to do. It's almost if you feel like you failed, you're in trouble. But in reality, you're really not. Like, nothing is too small at the end of the day. Like, university can be a lonely and isolating place, and the Samaritans and Nightline are both there for you to listen to, like, at just times. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, definitely. As for what you guys are, like, what's been happening with the chalk campaign, there's been massive reception. Yeah. So many people have been... I saw so many people kind of taking pictures of it, posting that on social media, which spreads awareness, spreads the message. Yeah. What's next for you guys? I know you said you want to spread out to campuses, but kind of how can students get involved or know about it?
Yeah, so we've made a Facebook and an Instagram account for both of these so far. So if you kind of just search Chalk on Campus, you'll be able to find our page.
Is that the username?
That's the username, Chalk on Campus. We want it, like you said, I'm thinking we can definitely, like, you know, it's all well and good having a suicide awareness week, but suicide doesn't just happen during 1 week. It happens 365 days of the year. Like, you can feel terrible anytime, and yeah, so I definitely want to kind of keep spreading this message and get more people involved and sort of get people to perhaps just have a go at doing it themselves in some ways. Mm-hmm. Like, if they think, like, obviously exam times is coming up soon, like, I was thinking around exam halls, just get people to write good luck messages outside the exam in chalk. Like, you know, the rain is going to wash it away eventually. Like, just really would like to, yeah, really plug this sort of the Facebook and Instagram stuff, because get involved in that, and just, you know, you might find, like, we've taken photos of most of the stuff that people have written down, and, you know, that one message might sort of resonate with one person. Like, there's been some really profound and sort of touching, non-pretentious stuff as well, which I really like. Nobody's kind of tried to be too smart with it. They've kind of kept it as down to earth as possible and relatable.
Yeah, the really big thing here is that absolutely anyone can get involved, particularly around the George Green area. There is chalk left. Some of that may be running out, but it's something that's very easy to put back. And like Jacob was saying, the rain will wash it away, but all that is opportunities to write new stuff in the same space. And that's the lovely thing, is nothing about this is permanent. It changes based on who's walked through, who's written things, who's reading it. And that is really important, because there is no one problem with mental health, and there is no one fix. Like Jacob was saying, everyone has their certain thing that they might struggle with, and there may be one or two things that they find in particular that help them. And so it's quite important having such a variety of different messages from such a variety of people. The only requirements that you have to have to get involved is to pick up a piece of chalk and write something. Mm-hmm. Absolutely anyone can take part.
It was £5 on Amazon for 54 chalks. It's really not expensive.
Yeah, it's definitely cheaper than poster production as well.
Actually, it's probably more environmentally friendly.
Exactly,
well, potentially. Yeah.
Kind of now looking at what the university is going to do next, what effects do you kind of, because we've got the wider Pulse panel here as well, we've got Ben who's going to be giving us some of his opinions as well. What effect do you think this week will have had on the university? Obviously, we can hope, I do hope that there has been some difference made. And as you said, seeing members of staff come forward, I think there has been a big impact. It has shaken the university. But the university did declare that it spends £1 million a year on students' mental health. That was in the one of the articles in national news that was publicised. Do we think the university will increase this or use it more efficiently after this week?
Well, I don't know. That's obviously up for the university to decide. There is a lot of support out there from the university themselves, the various organisations like the Samaritans and Nightline. But one of the biggest things is getting students ourselves to talk about this, because unless you've experienced it or you know someone that is suffering from a mental health issue, not many people actually know about it or actively talk about it. So that's one of the biggest things, is not just what services are out there from the university, but also what services you get from your friends. Like, one of the biggest things is just having a chat with your friends and just asking, how are you feeling today? Are you okay? And if someone's looking a bit down, seeing if you can do something to cheer them up. Because at the end of the day, if you're checking in on your friends and you're helping just keep their day-to-day more interesting, helping people that you might know that might suffer from depression, or even just making a joke about that horrible exam you've got coming up, it reduces the chance that a lot of these people might have to go to the Samaritans or Nightline, which, if you can do small things every day to help stop someone getting to a major crisis, then that's always going to be a better solution than just pumping more money into the trying to bring people back from the brink.
What I was thinking of asking you guys was, like, what do you think the key issues to student suicide awareness are? And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, that there is definitely this very large case, a necessary case of, like, opening up a conversation. How do you think, obviously there's, like, encouraging people to talk with your incredible campaign has definitely push people to want to speak to their friends about things more. Do you think there's anything the uni can do to improve that?
I think just, like, sort of, I'm thinking, like, in terms of my first year, right? And so obviously I saw my tutor on a weekly basis and stuff like that. My tutor's great and all that. I'm not trying to discredit, but, like, just maybe just having conversations and getting to know them as people as individuals a bit more, like breaking down that. So like, because it's something I found in first year, and I think I'm definitely the only one here. Like when you come from school, like you would look up to your teachers and you think they're the function of all knowledge. And somebody's, I kind of came to university thinking the same with my lecturers and stuff like that. You kind of did. I saw them as sort of somebody higher up the social and hierarchical ladder than me, and I thought breaking down that barriers where you can kind of just actually just have normal conversations with people. I suppose in some ways the university you can just sort of like I think a lot of staff are very engaging and sort of very open and easy to talk to, but I think sometimes it can be a bit sort of intimidating, sort of like just making people feel very welcome and getting sort of a more sort of conversation rather than just talk about work with them constantly and just sort of like understand that, you know, they were human once. They were a scared fresher and probably struggled and stressed out at some point too. And that, I think that really needs to be emphasised. That should definitely come across with people. Like, so, like some of the best things that helped me is talking to older people who have experienced some of the things and just be like, yeah, it was horrible, but you'll get through it.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to say that what's been going on this week I think it's really opened people's eyes to what is going on. So I don't think you really consider it sometimes until you see, like all the different things have been happening this week, and it really opens your eyes. And I think on your point about like members of staff, I think sometimes personally with lectures and stuff, they can almost seem a bit distant, especially because like when you talk about schools, like you see people every single day, like all the time in a small space. But like a university, everything's so spread out. And I think getting to know just other people, including members of staff and academic staff and all the other members of staff and stuff like that, I think, you know, getting to know people is the best way to deal with these kind of things.
I think it'd be quite simple as well. Like, and I know I've had, when I've emailed some lecturers and academic staff about certain questions, like some of them don't even say hello or goodbye. Like certain stuff like that just make it slightly more personal, makes it less intimidating in some ways. It kind of breaks down that wall and does make them feel that much closer to home being friendly and courteous and just saying, I guess the one thing, like I'm from South Wales originally, like is everyone in the small town, like everyone says hello to each other. So like one of the things I did write down on there was like, just say hello to a stranger today. Just make people feel more friendly and sort of involved, I think, because university, like it can be a very distant place, I think, in some ways, you know, even though you're next to people all the time, like you're sat in the library, you don't know who's next to you. Everyone's in their own world and stressed out world more likely around this time of year. Just like sort of breaking that down, just smiling at people.
Anything more any of you like to say before we finish up on this? Or
no, a large part of it really is just have the confidence to start talking about it. No one should ever gun you down for talking about issues that you may be experiencing. And don't be afraid to ask people if they're okay. That's one of the biggest things is you might see someone and you might think, oh, perhaps they need help. Don't be afraid to say, are you okay? And encourage them to talk, because for a lot of people, one of the biggest issues they're going to have is having the confidence to actually talk about these issues. And so by doing things like the chalk writing, the various projects and the memorial that's been on the Portland steps, is it's all about normalizing the conversation and making it a normal topic of conversation, not making it some strange thing that isn't normally talked about and only comes out on special occasions. It should be a regular conversation that's had by everyone.
Thank you very much to Chris and Jacob for coming and talking about the amazing work you do. Thank you for that as well. Just to highlight for anyone listening that if you are in any position where you do need an emergency contact, you do want someone to talk to, as well as speaking to your friends. We've got the Free Samaritans line, obviously, is 116 123, and Nottingham Nightline is 0115 951 4958. So that's Samaritans 116 123, Nightline 0115 951 4958.